A new book will be released today on the life and legacy of Ed Thomas. The Applington Parkersburg High School football coach helped his community rebound from a devastating tornado in May of 2008, and he was murdered a year later. Author Mark Tabb wrote the book called The Sacred Acre, The Ed Thomas Story.
People who have never even heard of Parkersburg, through this book, they would come to know Ed Thomas. They would see his character, and by seeing that character and discovering how he lived his life, they'd be challenged. You know, the reader's going to be challenged in the way they approach life and their priorities as well. And I think the family really wanted that message to come out.
Thomas was shot to death by a former student in the school's weight room in 2009. Tabb says he compiled the book based upon interviews with more than 80 people, including family members, former players, and members of the community.
One message I heard over and over and over was how the tragedy of losing Ed Thomas was greater than the tragedy of the tornado, and that it was taking longer to recover. But, you know, I saw while I was there and in the time since how the town really has, it's not that they've moved on, but I can see that they're building on this legacy that Ed left behind.
Tabb said a special event is set for Friday night at Applington Parkersburg High School to celebrate the new book and to remember the man that the book is about. He notes the ceremonies will conclude appropriately with a football game.
Ed Thomas would not want all of this fuss being made over him. So he probably would hate this event that's going to take place. He'd say, let's just get on with the game, but we're not just going to get on with the game. There's going to be different dignitaries, going to be there, different speakers to honor his legacy, and the book will be launched at that event.
That book goes on sale today on the Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites. You can also order a copy through the author's website. That's marktab.com. In college football news, Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton says the Aggies are looking into joining the Southeastern Conference, but they could stay in the Big 12. Lofton spoke after receiving authority from the Board of Regents to take any action that he deems necessary in terms of conference realignment. He says Texas A&M is looking only at the Southeastern Conference right now, but he didn't rule out other possibilities. A Missouri senior offensive tackle Elvis Fisher left practice with what Coach Gary Pinkel characterized as a very serious knee injury. The 6'5", 295-pound Fisher has made 40 consecutive starts for the Tigers. He's been honorable mention all Big 12 the last two seasons. In NFL news, veteran linebacker Marvin Mitchell is signed with the Miami Dolphins after spending the past four seasons with the New Orleans Saints. Veteran NFL QB Dante Culpepper worked out for some 30 minutes Monday in front of the San Francisco 49ers brass in a bid to latch on with the Niners. The 34-year-old Culpepper last played in the NFL for the Detroit Lions in 2009. Having given up his bid for a new contract, two-time Pro Bowl defensive end O.C. Umanyura has practiced with the New York Giants for the first time since training camp opened last month. Detroit Lions cornerback Eric Wright left practice Monday with an injury. He took himself out of the morning workout and had the inside of his right leg stretched. The projected starter later had his right groin wrapped with ice. The Cleveland Browns have been awarded defensive back Brett Johnson off of waivers from the Seattle Seahawks. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In Major League Baseball action, Minnesota slugger Jim Thome is in baseball's record books as the eighth player to hit 600 home runs, connecting twice in the Twins' 9-6 win over the Detroit Tigers. The 40-year-old Thome hit a two-run homer in the sixth inning for number 599 and then came to bat again in the seventh. He hit a 2-1 pitch from Daniel Schlereth over the fence in left field and then circled the bases as the Detroit fans gave him a standing ovation at Comerica Park. Thome became the second fastest hitter to reach that milestone, belting his 600th homer and at bat number 8,137. Babe Ruth needed only 6,921 at bats. The other seven in the 600 club are Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Ken Griffey Jr., Alex Rodriguez, and Sammy Sosa. Rodriguez joined the 600 homer club last August. Thome's achievement overshadowed a solo shot in the first inning by Detroit's Delmon Young, who had been traded from the Twins to the Tigers earlier on Monday. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas ran its AL West lead to 5 games with an 8-4 win over the LA Angels. Nelson Cruz and Mike Napoli hit back-to-back homers. The New York Yankees beat Kansas City 7-4 to climb into a first-place tie with Boston atop the AL East with a 73-46 record. Mike Karp and Casper Wells hit back-to-back homers in the 8th inning to tie the Seattle Mariners. To lead the Mariners to a 6-5 comeback win over the Blue Jays, and Baltimore downed Oakland by a score of 6-2. In the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers turned a triple play and 4 double plays in their 3-0 win over the LA Dodgers. Ryan Braun, Jonathan LaCroix, and Corey Hart homered for the National League Central leading Brewers, who have won 17 of 19 and have a 6-game lead over second place St. Louis after the Cardinals lost 6-2 at Pittsburgh. The Brewers' triple play was a rare second to short to first to home in the second inning. Atlanta's increased its wild card lead to 5 games over San Francisco after they rallied with 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning to stun the defending World Series champion Giants 5-4. Also yesterday, Ryan Domet went 4-for-4 and hit a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the Pittsburgh Pirates' 6-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Jason Giambi delivered a walk-off 3-run homer to finish a 4-run Colorado 9th inning rally in the Rockies' 7-3 win over Florida. Giovanni Soto had 3 hits and 2 RBIs, and Kerry Wood earned his first save in over a year as the Chicago Cubs won for the 12th time in 15 games with a 4-3 victory over the Houston Astros. And Scott Hairston drove in the go-ahead run in the 10th as the Mets beat San Diego 5-4. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that high school outfielder Bubba Starling and the Kansas City Royals agreed last night to a minor league contract with a $7.5 million signing bonus. The signing bonus is payable over 3 years because Starling is a two-sport athlete. There was some question whether he would sign with the Royals before the deadline or play quarterback for Nebraska, where he had received a scholarship offer. Starling was the 5th overall pick out of Gardner, Kansas, a short drive south of Kansas City. The 18-year-old was widely considered the best high school prospect in the June draft. Embattled Cubs pitcher Carlos Zambrano says he'd like to pitch again for Chicago and was simply frustrated when he told club personnel that he wanted to retire after his most recent start. In his first public comment since the team banished him following another meltdown, Zambrano tells Comcast Sportsnet Chicago in a phone interview that he wants to keep pitching for the Cubs. The Cubs placed Zambrano on the disqualified list Saturday and said the right-hander would receive no pay and have no part in team activities for 30 days after the latest in a long line of incidents. In other big league news, UCLA pitcher Garrett Cole and the Pittsburgh Pirates agreed late Monday night to a minor league contract with an $8 million signing bonus. Cole was the top overall pick in the draft. Tom Hicks is being sued by a group of former investors in the Texas Rangers, saying he used the Major League Baseball club to enrich himself at the team's expense while he was the owner. Major League Baseball has postponed a vote to approve a proposed $680 million sale of the Houston Astros from Drayton McLean to Jim Crane. Commissioner Bud Selig says the vote was delayed because due diligence on the sale has not been completed. Colorado rookie right-hander Juan Nicasio, wearing an immobilizing cervical brace and a ready smile, returned to the Rockies' clubhouse on Monday. It was his first visit since he was struck in the head by a line drive and had a bone in his neck broken 10 days ago. The Colorado Rockies have selected the contract of left-hander J.C. Romero to try and bolster their shaky bullpen. Romero made 24 appearances for Philadelphia before the Phillies cut him on June 16th. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Omaha beating Salt Lake 9-6. The Tacoma Rainiers beat the Iowa Cubs 3-2 late last night. And the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-academic teams for baseball and softball this summer. They tossed that list out at us yesterday afternoon. Here's a quick look in softball. Among the all-academic selections were Elizabeth Matheny of Atlantic. From Clarinda, Kristen Clement, Brooke Larson, and Andrea Nelson. From Creston, Shelby Kramer. From Denison, Paige Kinzer and Kristen Olish. Of Glenwood, Brooke Peckham and Anna Van Scoy. Brooke Shaben of Harlan, Jessica Schultes of Kemper Catholic. Peyton Corner and Madison Massey, both from Lewis Central. Red Oaks, Becca Leininger, Caitlin Smith, and Elaine Walker. And from Shenandoah, Kristen Comstock and Ashley McGinnis. On the all-academic baseball squad, it was Creston's Chad Miller, Glenwood's Matt Schultz, Taylor Kaufman, and Kyle Wheeler. Harlan's Alex Brown, Zach Kurth, and Derek Schwartz. Kemper Catholic's Bryce Berg and Jacob Schultes. And Lewis Central's Nate Conley, Eric Toole, and Brett Vanderpool. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.